Welcome to Switched on Pop. I'm songwriter Charlie Harding.
And I'm musicologist Nate Sloan.
So Nate, each summer we like to do a Song of Summer rundown.
Oh yeah.
And we've tried it in some very different methods.
We've done live shows.
We did a debate.
We did do a debate. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you won.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I forgot.
I wasn't pleased by that.
Wait, sorry. Remind me again what the outcome was?
You won.
You lost.
Yes.
I got it now. Okay.
Great.
Where were we?
We tried a throwback thing. We went back to the 90s last summer.
Yeah, of course. It's all coming back to me, Charles. I remember it well.
This time, I thought we would open up the microphone.
Yes, absolutely. Open mic night at Switched on Pop, Song of Summer edition. Okay.
So what we did was we put out a call to our listeners as well as friends of the show to see what are the summer jams that are important to them. And I want to use this as an opportunity to expand our ears.
Cool. Yeah, I'm ready. Crowdsource this summer hit. Let's
do it.
We're
going to get some new tracks, some old tracks, and we're going to probably even declare a winner.
Wow. Okay.
I want to kick it off with a double recommendation for a hot summer song.
Hey, Nate, Charlie. My name is Amanda. My songs of the summer have been Muna's Number One Fan and Put You On by Amber Mark.
Whoa. Okay, wait. Slow down. You've just hit me with so much here. We have listener call-ins, which is amazing. You started with a double pick, which is completely insane. Which one of the two are we listening to right now?
This is Muna, Number One Fan. And this is exactly why Amanda liked this track.
Number One Fan came out at the top of this summer and has been infectiously part of my entire summer soundtrack. I can't stop listening to it. The drums, the percussion, the production on the song is incredible.
For me, this is all about that 80s throwback. We're going to hear some more music from that period later, but this is that thick digital bass, those synthesized drums, hot beat, really fun, but it's not her only recommendation.
And then Put You On by Amber Mark. Living in New York, how can you not listen to that song in the summer?
Bet you're missing New York. Here's Amber Mark's Put You On.
I am feeling that. That's featuring Dram as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like we've moved from the 80s now into the 90s.
Yep.
But through the lens of the present. You spoke with Amber at your old apartment in New York.
We basically, broke her. I have yet to see her in any, publication say my fame is thanks to dissecting Kendrick Lamar on Switched on Pop, 3 years ago. But I think we all know, what set off her meteoric ascent.
I think you really haven't let go of your ego from winning that debate a few summers ago.
I'm feeling my oats a little bit. Yeah,
these are great tracks. These are really fun. And I think one of the things I hear in both of them is that the combination of something fresh and new, but something old and nostalgic.
Yeah. Props, Amanda. Good stuff. Setting a high bar.
I want to play you another double hitter, which leaves room for further debate and for you to continue to win these debates.
Hey, guys. Steph Bam here from the Pop Nerd Lounge podcast. And my choice for Song of the Summer would have to be a tie. It's either Senorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello or Only Human by Jonas Brothers.
All right. So you have to pick one. Which are you going to defend?
I'm going to go with Only Human.
Only Human by Jonas Brothers. I love that it's so different from anything else that they've ever done. You can definitely hear the Ryan Tedder touch on it because he was the executive producer on that album.
All right, if you're team Jonas Brothers, that means I'm going to have to be team Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Here's Senorita.
I love it when you call me Senorita. I wish I could pretend I didn't need ya, but every touch is ooh la la la. It's true la la la. Ooh, I should be running. Ooh, you keep me coming for
you. I love Shawn Mendes, and I'm a huge fan, and it's the one song that actually sucked me into the Shawn Mendes universe. I've loved all his songs, but that was the one that really made me, I guess you could call it a quote-unquote stan. Thanks for what you do, guys. I love you. Bye.
Okay, so now I make my case for Only Human.
I don't know how there even could be a case.
By the Sons of Jonas. You know, I ordinarily wouldn't put myself in the position of defending a song by three white guys that appropriates reggae and steel drums.
Okay, right, you lose.
And has the one of the most awkwardly sort of declamated lines I've come across in a while, where in the chorus they sing, "I'm only Hugh."
None.
Men. And you're like waiting for a long time to be like, what? Are you Hugh Grant? Like what? Like what is the end of that word?
There's a positive spin here.
And yet I do firmly plant my flag in the Jonas Brothers territory in this debate, because this song does like hit that summer sweet spot. It's got this easy kind of loping groove lyrics that are about the sort of pleasant redemption that you can get through dance and bodily movement, and as we just heard, a ridiculous funky drum fill that leads you back into the second verse, and that moment alone almost might be worth the whole Only Human experience.
I'll give you the drum fill.
Okay.
It's a great drum fill.
Okay.
But there's no doubt that Senorita is the better song.
Okay.
So first of all, rather than having to play some, you know, maybe appropriated reggae rhythm, we have a wonderful Latin guitar sound with contemporary sort of hip hop sort of drums. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly though here, this is a romantic summer duet. Is there anything that people want more in summer than the love of another?
Ice cream.
Ooh, you might win that debate.
But your point is well taken.
Either way, I think Steph has chosen two great songs, and I am in the position of thinking that neither of us is willing to concede.
Let's give it to the people to decide.
Sure.
This isn't our decision to make.
Well, the people have spoken, and they have some other great songs.
Let's hear them.
To play.
I'm excited.
Hi, this is Jason over in Ann Arbor. Song of the summer, hands down, Charlie XCX and Christina McQueen's Gone. Give it a listen. It's classic Charlie. It's emotional. It's sad. It's a banger. It's got a little breakdown, and it comes in at like 4 minutes, I think. So going back to traditional pop, we love it. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I think Song of Summer is really just about great Tom fills. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. Wow. Great pick from Jason in Ann Arbor. And I'm not surprised. People in Ann Arbor have great taste. You know,
this is true.
They have Blimpy Burger, one of the great burger. They have the restaurant Spencer, one of the great farm to table restaurants that happens to be owned and operated by two good friends of ours.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that he's coming in hot with this Charlie XCX Christine of Christine and the Queens combo.
Yeah.
And man, I am feeling this track. I've enjoyed Christine and the Queens new album. I've enjoyed Charlie XCX's stuff and her collaboration with Lizzo. She's smart. She works with the right people, and this really works. Their voices blend together in this beautiful way. The groove is kind of elusive but also funky at the same time. Is it dark? Is it light? I don't know, but I like it.
This is a great example of less is more. You bring two amazing people together and then just strip back the production. It's so sparse. Like, you almost sometimes can't even quite find the downbeat you're looking for. You're dancing to it. and you're just drawn to their voices.
Yeah, it's I love that.
Great track. It's a great collaboration. I want to bring us another fantastic collaboration.
Ooh, okay.
For the summer.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Alita, and my summer soundtrack is A Brand New Day by BTS featuring Zara Larsson. Thanks.
Wow, I've never heard that before, and I dig it. I mean, wow, what a great example of something we talked about when we covered BTS maybe a month ago. Like, their incredibly, I think, healthy disrespect for musical borders.
Mm.
And if you just listen to the very beginning of this song, I mean, how many different sort of international musical traditions fit in here. It begins with a sound that almost, I mean, I don't know, but might be drawn from like the Japanese flute shakuhachi tradition. And then immediately after that, you get this drum roll. Speaking of drum, another drum fill. But this one sounds like almost timbales, like from a more Latin percussion element. And that takes you into a groove that has both like a reggaeton beat from the Caribbean, but also like a kalimba or a imbira, like an African thumb piano. So that, I don't know. I mean, just within the first couple seconds of the song, you are just exposed to so many different musical global traditions. And I actually think it works. It all works together.
And how can you have a band with so many singers and performers, and yet also, again, here we have something so sparse?
I feel like
in both examples, it leaves so much room for us to fill in, either by dancing or singing or however we want to interpret it. I think this is a great summer song.
Maybe that's part of a good summer hit, is that there's some, it leaves you to fill in some of the blanks or something.
Makes me think about how for us, there probably wouldn't even be a Switched On Pop if it weren't for one of those great summer songs, which is Teenage Dream. I think we've talked about it perhaps in the past where the song never resolves, and it's kind of in your ear. You're just waiting for the chords to resolve. There's always something that sort of puts you into the piece.
Yeah. I mean, and as always, shouts to Owen Pallett for his brilliant analysis of that Katy Perry classic.
And like that song, there are many other songs that just won't go away. And a lot of people brought us tracks that have been popular for a little while now, but just seem particularly fitting for this summer.
Hey, this is B. Beeman, and a song I can't get enough of this summer is Sunflower by Post Malone. And you'll be left in the dust unless I stuck by you. You're the sunflower.
You're the sunflower. Wow, B. Beeman.
Yep.
So great to hear from him, and such a wonderfully unexpected choice from one of the most sort of political songwriters we've ever spoken to on our show. Because this song is just like kind of a burst of pure joy. It's just like, it's happy, it's mellow. It's at what feels like, I'd have to clock it out, BPM. It feels like a very kind of slow tempo.
It's slow. The synthesizers are all a little bit out of tune, a little woozy.
Yeah, a little woozy, a little mushy. But but the effect is not of anything sluggish or dragging, but it's just like this almost just lovely loping beat that just kind of lulls you in, and you're just like,
it has that feeling of a really hot summer day in LA where the heat is so strong that you just got to move slowly through it, but you're happy to be outside in the sun.
And this is a great use of Post Malone's very specific skill set. You know, he's like the anti-Mariah or something in that his you know, he has like no vocal range, and his melodies tend to be like, you know, just a few pitches in width.
He's supported here by Swae Lee, who's got a bigger vocal range.
Swae Lee, I mean, like slightly. But I mean, but again, it's not, it's utterly beside the point.
Yes.
The point here is not to like wow you with vocal pyrotechnics. It's to seduce you into this easy loping groove and just have you kind of forget about all your troubles and just get in that, that happy summertime place.
I love summertime songs that can do that and also transcend generations.
Mm.
Hi guys, this is Matt Linder, and I was going to call in with my song of the summer, and that is Lil Nas's X, Old Town Road, the remix with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car.
My twins, I have almost two-year-old twins who absolutely love the song, because it's very catchy, it's very danceable. We've had lots of dance parties in the kitchen listening to it all summer long. And I'm glad they got obsessed with that song, and I'm glad it wasn't Baby Shark, because that song is a lot to take in. Thanks, guys. Love your show. Doing a fantastic job. Bye.
Old Town Road just will not leave us. I love this here that, like Baby Shark, the primary driver, or one of the big drivers to listening, has been young people.
Mm.
There was the very popular video of Lil Nas X going into a, I think it was an elementary school auditorium or middle school auditorium, and the kids just losing it and all singing along. It's fun that a song which has had been just mired in controversy as well as celebrated widely can be adored by so many people, including young people. And
yeah.
I think a great song of summer can extend beyond any one group of people.
Well, summer is the season of youth, right? I mean, the kids don't have school. And so, yeah, they're out there listening to music, making trends. I mean, otherwise it's just teachers like myself and people with fake jobs like you. So that, you know, we have to rely on the kids to tell us what to listen to during the summer.
I like to believe it's not too late for us, and that pop music can go beyond any particular age. And we have some listeners that agree.
I am so hyped on Khalid all day, every day. When that came out, just made me feel like I was living in a rom-com. It made me feel like I was Gina Rodriguez in Somebody Great or something. It was just exactly the mood I needed to feel this summer. It gives me this relief and allows me, a 30-year-old, to feel like I'm still allowed to live a high school teen dream.
Wow, that's so fun. You know, I feel the same way when I listen to Khalid. Better is a great example. I do feel like a teenager. Just to focus on one moment of that song that is so key to me is like you listen to the beginning third of it, maybe, and it's very low register. He's singing very low, better than this, you know. Second, third, still same thing. It's like better than this. And then it's not until like
I didn't know that Khalid was actually like a Tom Waits impersonator.
Yeah. No, he's Marlon Brando. and then, you know, you finally get to what you've been waiting for and what he's been saving the whole time is that like insane upper register of his voice. And when he hits that better than this, like this melody you've heard again and again, but all of a sudden it's so much higher.
Nothing feels better than this.
It's just a moment of like such catharsis that I think it does make you feel very young and kind of innocent again or something.
I hear you, man. So much of summer music does transport me back to another time, and which can unfortunately remind me of, oh yeah, I'm no longer in high school. And there's a lot of things that I don't get. For example, there has been the ongoing conversation about Hot Girl Summer, which we have neglected to speak about. And instead, we got a great voice note from our producer, Bridget, who wanted to share some of the best call-outs from Hot Girl Summer.
Hello, my name is Bridget Armstrong. I'm a producer for Vox Media and Switched On Pop. And here's my playlist for Hot Girl Summer. Aye. Big old freak, big booty, big old tree. Okay, so Hot Girl Summer is a mindset. It's a mantra introduced by Megan Thee Stallion. Megan is a 23-year-old rapper out of Houston who declared it to be Hot Girl Summer. And according to Megan, Hot Girl Summer is about women basically being unapologetically themselves, about embracing who they are, about being a bad bitch. And a lot of the songs on the Hot Girl Summer playlist are definitely bad bitch anthems. So Megan's song, Big Ol' Freak, actually came out on her mixtape in 2018, but it was released as a single earlier this year, just in time for Hot Girl Summer. Hey, big old freak, huh? Big booty, big old tree. I'ma make them wait for the cook. Wait, wait, hit us in these big old feet on the bed. Hey, I mess him up in the head. Kiss it, then look in his eyes. Then the next day I might leave him on red. Hey. Megan's from Houston. I think the influence is really evident in her music. A lot of it sounds like down south hip-hop music from the early 2000s, and it has a certain twerk vibe. Her music is definitely the type you can dance to. Like her song with Juicy J, Simon Says. Hey, Simon Says, put your hands on your hips. So Megan might have kicked off Hot Girl Summer and come up with the mantra and term, but there were a lot of songs from women rappers that encompassed the Hot Girl Summer mindset. Like Saweetie's My Type. Rich, eight-figure, that's my type. That's my type, that's my type. Eight-inch bagel, that's the pipe. And even in this song, you sort of hear that early 2000s down south twerk vibe. The song samples Petey Pablo's 2004 Freak a Leak. And I'm happy to say it's still just as fun to dance to 15 years later. And of course, it wouldn't be Hot Girl Summer without the City Girls, the rap duo out of Miami. I think their song Act Up is definitely a contender for the Hot Girl Summer anthem. Act up, you could get smashed up. Act up, you could get smashed up. Act up, you could get smashed up. Dirty ass dance, baby girl, you need to back up. Last one I'll talk about is Megan Thee Stallion's Cash-ish with the Baby. Yeah, I ain't trying to wait. I can't be with, no, you can't touch this, ayy. We try to rich, huh, my money thick, ayy. Walk with a limp, huh, I'm on some pimp. I'm Bridget Armstrong, and that's what I've been listening to this summer.
I love all of Bridget's recommendations because they all definitely make you want to dance and highlight some awesome women rappers.
Yeah.
You know, part of summer can be the hot side, but it can also be the cold and sad side. And when we return, we're going to talk a little bit about Sad Girl Summer. Summer may be the time of great music. It is also the time for sweating it out. And support for this episode comes from Native.
Listen, deodorant is not something you want to mess around with, but neither are the weird chemicals in conventional deodorants like aluminum and parabens.
Native uses a few simple ingredients like coconut oil and tapioca starch to make a super effective deodorant. This stuff keeps you dry and smelling clean no matter what you're doing. Yoga, running, sitting around, listening to this show. There are many reasons you might want to try out Native deodorant because there are many things that make you sweat, like...
Getting... nervous before going on at karaoke.
That would never happen to you.
Just because I sing flawlessly once I get up there doesn't mean I'm not nervous beforehand, Charlie.
Oh, this is really sweet. I had no idea.
Yeah.
What makes me sweat?
I was going to say that, you know, for you as a guitarist, like, no. Sweat is the enemy. Sweat is so hard to play the guitar when you're sweaty.
Oh, it's the absolute worst thing. Yeah. Especially if it then, you know, if you get sweat dripping on your strings, they rust out, they're no good, you can't play anymore.
Bad news.
Bad news. Good news is Native makes a fragrance for everyone, from lavender and rose to eucalyptus and mint. But they also make unscented and baking soda-free formulas for those of us with sensitivities. And if you subscribe, you can get Native delivered every month or 2 months and save $2 a stick.
For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code ONPOP during checkout. Plus, there's no risk to try it. Native offers free shipping and returns. So again, for 20% off your first purchase, use the promo code ONPOP at nativedeodorant.com.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Amanda.
We get to tell everyone about the new pod, Eater's Digest.
Eater's Digest, that is right, our brand new podcast. It is available now.
It's everything you need to know about the world of food every week with a little help from the biggest names in the industry and food journalists from the Eater Newsroom.
We're going to talk about everything from the worst things that diners do in restaurants to fake meat. We're going to talk about food delivery tech. We are going to argue a lot about how to best behave in restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Big time. So many things.
Food,
I mean, there's
politics.
Nothing we can't touch.
Food and politics?
Food and politics, maybe. Yeah, yes, food and politics comes up.
Yep.
It might make you laugh. It might make you think. It might even make you hungry, Daniel.
So subscribe to Eater's Digest for free today on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app.
Nate, I told you that we had a couple of friends of the show ring in to give some recommendations, and I want to kick off with one of just the best songwriters working today.
Hey, what's up? This is Emily Warren, and my summer soundtrack would definitely include Sophia by Clairo.
I think we could do it if we tried, if only to say you're mine. Sophia, know that you and I shouldn't feel like a crime.
This is a new one to me.
Emily Warren with the deep cuts. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, what do we know about Clairo?
Well, I just wanted as a reminder to myself to be like, what were Emily's credits? Because, you know, this is someone we should really trust. I just like went to Wikipedia and boom, you're like, oh, sure, for the Backstreet Boys, the Chainsmokers, Shawn Mendes, Khalid, Fifth Harmony, Jesse J. Her credits are wild. She's a great songwriter. Dang. So she's, yeah, she's bringing us a deeper cut. This is Sophia by Clairo. It's a bit of a slow burn.
Mm.
It's a little more melancholy.
Yeah.
And she's not the only one to bring us this track.
Hey, this is Jake, and I am a firm proponent of the sad girl summer as opposed to hot girl summer. So I've been listening to nothing but Clara's new album and Carly Rae Jepsen, but that's always the case, so I don't think that really counts. Love the show. Thank you so much. This is cute.
Carly Rae can sometimes definitely have that ups and downs emotional ride feeling, but we're getting it here in Clairo.
You need both. I mean, this is what you're getting from the show and our brilliant listeners, is like you get the full summer spectrum from hot girl to sad girl summer. Like you get it all. You get the steamy, you know, nights when you're cranking Megan the Stallion and like you know, getting down, and then the brutal morning after where you're like rubbing, you know, your bloodshot eyes and thinking about all of the mistakes you made and listening to Clairo. So we've got you covered.
And there's reasons, yeah, to your point, that summer might have a mix of feelings. It's not just the upbeat, and some other listeners would agree.
Hi, my name is Carl, and I think summer is the quintessential pop season. There's something about it. It's bright and it's fun, but at the same time, it's so ephemeral. So I always enjoy songs that have a little bit of that melancholy to it, kind of reminding you that, yeah, this is really great and really fun, but it's got a limited time for it. Thanks so much. Love the show.
And that gets to the heart of the issue of youth, right? This is like, summer's passing, time is passing.
Yeah, Carl, that's profound, Carl. Yeah.
But I don't want to rush out of the lull in summer, the maybe solemn summer that can happen, because it's an important experience for a lot of people. This note really struck a chord with me, if you'll allow me.
I'm Allegra Frank, and every summer I have one rule I abide by, which is I listen to songs very explicitly about summer, but they rarely sound what summer is supposed to sound like, if we can believe that it has a certain, like, upbeat and relaxing, happy vibe. I like to listen to songs that are a little more wistful and woeful. But one summer song this summer that I'm actually enjoying that I think fits the vibe of the season better than any other summer song I've really been into is Summer Girl by Haim.
I'm your summer girl. I'm your summer girl.
So breezy and chill, and not necessarily all completely optimistic or positive, so it still feels like a thing I would personally be into, which is remembering that it doesn't matter what the season is, there's always reason to be mourning something, usually a crush or a relationship. And Summer Girl isn't quite that, it's a little more uplifting, but it definitely is speaking to a sadder person from a happier place. So hopefully maybe next summer I'll actually take that one in stride and follow the lead of Summer Girl by Haim.
Things have taken a somewhat sobering turn here, but I like it. And this is, I totally agree with Allegra's pick. I mean, this song by Haim is like both a little melancholy, as she says, and also like super kind of catchy and vibey and fun. So it's an interesting mix that maybe captures the dichotomy of summer that we've been exploring. It also has just such a great sax part that it makes me really happy every time I hear it.
And a nice sort of Lou Reed reference as well.
A Lou Reed reference. We're talking Walk on the Wild Side here?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything specific or just the general groove?
The groove and the do-do-do-do-do-do kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Playing them back and back. You know, we got the little like light snare drum.
We have a doot to do. I don't know if you're familiar with the technical term for that, but it is in fact a doot to doot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And are you suggesting that a doot to do is just a normal song form that many draw on?
I think you would find doot to doos across, you know, time and space. I hear what you're saying. This particular doo-dee-doo might have a prior sort of doo-dee-doo manifestation in Lou Reed.
Yeah.
But in general, I would just cast it as a doo-dee-doo.
Obviously, you're right. I mean, Walk on the Wild Side does have the backup singers who are referencing other sort of older R&B sounds. Mm. And so I guess we have a whole history of doo-dee-doos that we're hearing through Haim, through Lou Reed. Mm.
Doo-dee-doo. Yeah.
Doo-dee-doo.
Doo-dee-doo.
Oh,
I'm
not
thinking
doo-dee-doo.
Like D-O-O-T-D... E-E-D-O-O.
No. It's D-O-O-D-O-D-I. D-O-O-D-O. It's just lots of Ds. There's no Ts.
That was just gibberish, what you said.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Charlie, doo-dee-doo.
Doo-dee-doo.
Okay.
So summer can be a time of upbeat dancing. It can be a time of more sad reflection.
Mm.
It can even be a time to get totally astrological.
Yes.
Since last year, I've made a Spotify playlist to celebrate the start of Leo season, where my birthday falls. They're full of empowering pop anthems, which I believe is the defining genre for Leos. So for this year, I included Mother's Daughter by Miley Cyrus, Aute Guter by Rosalia, NASA by Ariana Grande, Gimme by Banks, We Appreciate Power by Grimes, just to name a few.
Empowering pop anthems for the Leos, the one that really
Leo season. That's awesome. Wait, yeah. Who is that? Who sent that in?
This is Sanaya.
Sanaya?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Of all of her recommendations, the artist that I really wanted to have an opportunity to play was Rosalia, someone who we have unintentionally neglected to talk about on our show and whose music is just taking off.
No.
For those who might be unfamiliar, Rosalia is the Spanish artist who's really taken off over the last couple of years for blending a hip-hop sound with traditional flamenco elements. And here I feel like there's almost like an old school Kanye kind of thing happening in the synths mixed with that great clapping and stomping and drums that have that Spanish vibe. And I think that as a non-Spanish speaker, I can hear that empowering Leo astrological feeling just in the way in which this sets a driving rhythm.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. I'm glad we got to play her on the show at long last.
You know, there was one other recommendation on Sanaya's playlist that we would be in big trouble if we neglected.
I usually try to add songs from the current year to my playlist, but sometimes I'll include past hits. Like this year, I have, of course, Truth Hurts by Lizzo. So thanks for listening. You guys rock.
Why are men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair.
We were so lucky to have a great conversation with Lizzo a few years ago, and I would have guessed that music that she was releasing actually in 2017, like Truth Hurts, has now made it onto Billboard, which is just fabulous. Yeah. And this is a really fun song.
Yeah.
And to Sanaya's point, some of the best summer songs aren't the ones that have come out this year. They're the throwbacks. Mm. They're the things that really just... Let's dig into nostalgia here.
Yeah.
Let's go back in time. I want to play you a couple of the best recommendations of songs through the years that just continue to sound great throughout the summer.
Cool.
Hi, Nate and Charlie. My name's Callie. And for the past few summers, I keep wanting to hear 70s Paul McCartney. The one song that I think is really summery, especially in the car, is Jet. To me, it's the ultimate summer jam. Not even really sure why, but that's what you guys are for. All right, thanks.
The answer is saxophones.
I think it's woo.
Sax and more like old school harmony throwbacks.
Yeah. And also starting a lyric on the second beat. Jet.
That's it.
That's it. I think that's actually it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go from the 70s to the 80s.
Hey, this is Shoshana. I am in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm calling to say that in the summer, I like to revisit kind of anthem songs. So I've totally been listening to Don Henley's Voice of Summer.
You love this song. You're so happy. I know why you picked that, caller.
Why do you think I love this song so much?
Well, I mean, going back to what has become a theme unexpectedly of this discussion, you know, great drum fills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Abound.
Yeah.
This song in particular has this thing that I think certain summer hits do really well, where it is like has this momentum and this propulsion. Like this song starts and how long is it?
This song is a whopping 4 minutes and 48 seconds.
That's long for a song. And yet, like, it starts and then 4 minutes and 48 seconds later, it stops. And, like, at no moment, at any point in between there, does it kind of, like, relent for a moment. It is just, there's always that groove going. There's always some, like, chorusy guitar texture kind of cascading over it. It just grabs you and doesn't let go.
You know, it's surprisingly fast tempo, but really sad chords.
Yeah.
And I think that combination is that duality of summer that we keep exploring, the
fast
happy,
tempo,
sad thing.
Sad chords. Mm.
All right. That's the 1980s. We got a great hit from the 90s.
Hey, Nate and Charlie. Dan from Virginia here calling about the song of the summer. As much as I try to move on, I don't know if there's been a better song of the summer since Rob Thomas and Santana's Smooth from the late 90s. It's been a while, but it always comes back to that for me.
It's just like the ocean under the moon. It's the same.
let's forget about it.
You know, sometimes I count the days that pass before I have to hear Smooth again, because I think I was so inundated with it during its heyday. But hearing it again reminds me of one of my favorite things about you.
The ocean under the moon? I'm so smooth. Wait, what? You just totally disarmed me there.
You have the uncanny ability to play a piano montuno.
I thank you. That means a lot to me.
It's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
I mean, that's getting whooped by Murray Lowe, the director of the Afro-Latin band I was in. Man. That's him being like, no, that's wrong. It's too, you're anticipating too much. Like, bring it back. And it's like, wow, the subtle little differences are huge. But man, Smooth, what can we say about this song? I have PTSD from hearing this like so many times 20 years ago. And now returning to it after sort of having my palate cleansed a little bit, I'm like, hey, actually, this song is pretty fire. It's pretty great.
Perhaps also slightly ahead of its time, given the unbelievable success of Latin music in mainstream pop.
Yeah. It's a little mysterious, you know. It's just like the ocean under the moon. That's the same exact emotion that I feel for you. It's like he says the exact emotion, and yet that seems like a very vague emotion. The ocean is the ocean under the moon, even an emotion, really. It's a certain kind of like almost romantic with a capital R, like, you know. The overwhelming beauty of nature is correspondent to the overwhelming sensation I get when I'm with you. But I'm filling in the blanks there a little bit. So just got to point that out, Rob.
I have nothing else to add here.
Well, thank you to Dan from Virginia for resuscitating this hit. I think this could easily be a 2019 hit.
You know, nostalgia doesn't have to go back that far.
Mm-hmm.
We can go into our aughts, and I guess that is a long time now, but I'm going to pretend like it's not. But we've got some great recommendations from this era.
Hey, it's Sarah from Berkeley. I have a 6-year-old daughter, and she's really into Party in the USA, but because Miley name checked Britney in that song, we are now working our way through the entire Britney canon. And like any normal human being, my daughter has gotten hung up on Toxic. So this summer's soundtrack is all Toxic all the time, as well as should be.
I guess the aughts are a long time ago, because here we have another really fun family crossover sharing something with the younger generation.
Yeah.
Someone who had not heard Toxic and yet it's inescapable.
Wow, Toxic. This is if you stop me on the street and we're like, what is the single greatest pop song of all time? There's a high likelihood I would say Toxic by Britney Spears.
Really?
I think it is just almost platonically ideal pop song. And I love Sarah's story, because it's like, okay, Miley gets you into Britney, and then it's like, seems inevitable that you get into Britney, and then you listen to her cover, you know, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, and all of a sudden you're listening to the Stones, and then maybe after that you're like, oh, I'm listening to Muddy Waters, and then you're listening to, you know, Bessie Smith. It's like, it's a slippery slope, guys, but till your kids are listening to Ragtime, and I'm telling you now, you have to stop it early before it's too late for them.
What's your beef with Ragtime?
No, I love Ragtime.
I know you do. And since you've brought us back in time again, before we catch up, I want to play you actually what I think some of the just most wonderful recommendations from a real friend of the show. This comes from the producer of Vox's Earworm series and recent collaborator with Switched on Pop back at the Code Conference a few episodes ago.
Hey, Switched on Pop, it's Estelle here, and here are my 4 favorite tracks this summer. The first is a very sloppy British punk cover of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. It's by The Slits. It's from 1979, but I only heard it for the first time this summer, so it's new to me.
Well, that is just... the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I know you had a second ago Britney covering the Stones, and now you have the Slits covering
Marvin Gaye
through the lens of so many other performers as well. What a great cover.
Wow. Very fun. Thanks, Estelle.
Estelle also brought us a few more.
Missy Elliott's Slide is always a go-to summer jam. It's the song I put on in the morning when I'm walking to work. In the summer heat, it really just keeps you moving.
Slide, slide, dip, shake.
We're gonna do it like this.
Move it all around. Move it all around.
Makes sense to me because Estelle is a New Yorker. You are a New Yorker. Mm. This song sounds like New York in the summer, and by that I mean oppressive heat that you just can't escape, but also with all of the wonderful parts of New York, which is just like all of the myriad cultural influences. Here we have like a tabla drum in the track, some really dark and crunchy synthesizers. I love this piece.
Yeah, it's also very New York in that there's like voices yelling borderline unintelligible things in the background.
Maybe one of those voices is Estelle's next recommendation. I'm trying to make a transition here, man.
Go ahead. What's stopping you?
Here's Estelle again.
One of my favorite hip-hop collaborations is Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, and they just put out an awesome new album. Cataracts is the song I want to recommend.
For my cataract, fucking up this bad food, fast food, getting fat, not extended clip attached, swinging it like a battle axe.
There's an amazing beat switch at the end, and the whole song just makes me want to buy a convertible.
Mashallah, rest in peace to the checker. Paradise, the next life, I'll see you in the hereafter. Looking at Ebony Instagram, a nigga was mad I ain't smashing. Nigga don't need you for the feature, really don't fuck with no rapper. No, got no problem with these niggas.
That is a hot beat flip.
Madlib, the beat conductor. He is a mad genius. And Freddie Gibbs has that like kind of classic old school flow. This is great stuff. Estelle is coming correct.
She's got one that I think is going to be just for you.
Ooh, what's that?
Finally, one song I can't recommend enough is Places and Spaces by Donald Byrd. If you like beautiful, joyful 1970s jazz pop, then this is the song for you. It really makes me wish I could just travel all summer. I think that's it. All right, bye.
You know, if you don't have those great tom fills, you have to have rising wild violins filled.
Yeah. That is one groovy orchestra. Man, this is fun. Another good pick. You know, this is like roller rink music to me. I mean, no, seriously, like a huge, like Donald Byrd was huge. This is something, God, like maybe we could talk about someday, but like, you know, a lot of these summer jams of the 70s and the 80s, a lot of them were like the soundtrack to urban, like mainly African-American roller skating parties, you know, outdoor roller skating, indoor roller skating.
Yeah.
And this is privy. You think you listen to this and you're like, oh man, I want to just like cruise around on a track with all my friends, just like vibing to this endlessly. Like this is probably a long song.
Yeah, it's a long song. This is over 6 minutes.
Yeah. This is just, and Donald Byrd's stuff gets even longer. This is just for like, it doesn't apply in some ways to the sort of frenetic pace of modern life, but maybe that's why it's so valuable, is that it like brings you back to a slower time.
So we've gone from hot summer songs, hot girl summer, sad girl summer, astrological summer, nostalgic summer, and even some deep cuts and into the roller ranks. This has been really fun, and we did say we were going to declare a winner, but I didn't think it would be fair for us to decide. In fact, we got one recommendation so many times that I just couldn't give it to anybody else.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
And of all the folks who shared with us this recommendation of our winning song, the summer track, there was one reflection that I really wanted to share with you, because it doesn't just say what's happening in summer 2019, but may project further out and tell us what's coming in the future.
Whoa.
Here's our friend Sean, the host of The Daily News Show, Today Explained.
Hey, Charlie, it's Sean. I'm glad you're making this important episode about summer jams. I made a summer playlist and shared it with a lot of my summer friends. It opens and closes with two new Beyoncé tracks from the Beyoncé Live album. There's some Lizzo, there's some Tame Impala, there's some National. There's that incredible track with Mark Ronson and Angel Olsen, True Blue. Big shout out to that one. But I gotta say, like, the song that has been in my head all summer, just constantly, I don't even know why I don't constantly listen to it, is 2021 by Vampire Weekend.
And I want to be clear, Sean was not the only person that recommended this. There were many voicemails and texts. Here's just a couple. Here's our friend Jack again.
Vampire Weekend, any Vampire Weekend song.
And here's Emily Warren.
The entire new Vampire Weekend album, Father of the Bride. I can't seem to let it go, even though it's a few months old now.
But I think what we really need to do is we need to listen to it. Here's the track, 2021.
2021, we think about me. I could wait a year, but I couldn't wait three. Boy, I don't wanna be. Boy, 2021, we think about us. Copper goes green, steel beams go rust. Boy, it's a matter of.
I love this idea. The song of summer is not just about the present or nostalgia for the past, but can have us reflect on who we're going to be in the future.
That's a beautiful sentiment, though I have to say that one of the more depressing aspects of doing this activity with you now is realizing that the people who listen to our show are, in fact, much smarter than we are and more talented, which is something I'll have to process in my spare time. But man, that's cool. Yeah, I'm into this. 2021.
It's probably not where I would have initially landed, but it seems to be the consensus amongst listeners who called in with so many recommendations, many that we couldn't play today. So obviously, we're going to have to make a playlist of all of the recommendations.
Yes.
It is such a good playlist. We'll share that with everybody.
Amazing.
I guess I'll see you next summer.
Sounds great, man.
And probably at least 50 more times before then. This episode of Switched on Pop was produced by Megan Lubin and me, Charlie Harding. Our producer is Bridget Armstrong. Our editor and mixer is Brandon McFarland. Our executive producers are Nishat Kurwa and Liz Nelson. Sarah Terry is our community manager. We're a production of the Vox Media Podcast Network.
You can find more of our shows on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Radio Public, iHeartRadio. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, we're likely there. You can always go to our website, www.switchedonpop.com.
Where you're going to find that playlist in the show notes for this episode, as well as if you're listening to any of those podcast players, they're going to be in those show notes too. So check out
Double Nice.
Yeah, that hot playlist. And talk to us on social media.
Absolutely.
At Switched on Pop, Twitter, Instagram, all these places.
Contact at switchedonpop.com. That's our email.
I just want to say thanks again to everybody who called in. We had so much fun listening to you and what you like to listen to. It was so meaningful to us.
Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Amanda Clute, editor-in-chief of Eater.
And I am Daniel Janine, a producer here at Eater.
And we are here to tell you about our brand new podcast, Eater's Digest.
Every week on the show, we dive into the weirdest, funniest, and most important stories in the world of food.
With the inside scoop from the biggest names in the industry and expert insights from the Eater newsroom.
It's a really fun time, so I would say subscribe to Eater's Digest for free today on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app.